بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي محمد محمد عبد الرحمن بن أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنهما أن أصحاب الصفة كانوا أناسا فقراء. Still in this chapter of the Karamat, the miracles of the Awliya, and this starts from the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and their miracles are called Mu'ajiza. Abdul Rahman, the son of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, narrates, and this is one family that had this great honor that four generations all had seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and had become Sahaba. However, the son of Hazrat Abdul Rahman of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says that the people of Suffa, which we know till today it is in Masjid an-Nabawi at the back on the left hand side facing Qibla at the back. That is the place which today we will call the hostel of a Darul Uloom, the Darul Uloom itself, and a Khanqa, where the Sahaba, the poor Sahaba from various places used to come, stay there like in a hostel and learn Deen there. And the Islah and Tarbiyat was also made there by none other than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, and people who used to stay there were usually between 80 and 120. And he says further that these were poor people. وَأَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ مَرَّةً. On one occasion, to see to their needs, especially to their food, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the Sahaba and said, مَنْ كَانَ عِنْدَهُ طَعَامُ اِثْنَيْنَ فَلْيَذْهَبْ بِثَالِثِينَ. A person who has got sufficient food at home for two people should take a third person, that is one person from Ashabi Sufa, and feed him. وَمَنْ كَانَ عِنْدَهُ طَعَامُ أَرْبَعَةٍ فَلْيَذْهَبْ بِخَامِسٍ بِسَادِسٍ. And a person who has got enough food for four people at home, he should take a fifth person, a sixth person also. In other words, each one, the Sahaba were encouraged to take some of their Ashabi Sufa and feed them. Just like today, either we take them home or people donate to the expenses of a student. This was exactly the same in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. أو كما قال وَأَنَّ أَبَا بَكْرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ جَاءَ بِثَلَاثَةٍ. And Nabi Hazrat Abu Bakr, my father رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ, had brought three of the people of Suffa. وَانْطَلَقَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِعَشَرَةٍ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took 10 people to his house to feed them. وَأَنَّ أَبَا بَكْرٍ تَعَشَّى عِنْدَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. That night, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had supper with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ لَبِثَ حَتَّى صَلَّى الْعِشَى. And then he stayed with him. They had supper after Maghrib. Hazrat Abu Bakr stayed with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till Isha time. ثُمَّ رَجَعَ فَجَاءَ بَعْدَ مَا مَضَى مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. And then he returned home, and it was quite late already. A good part of the night had passed. MashaAllah. قالت امرأته. His wife asked him, ما حبسك عن أضيافك. What had kept you away from being with the guest? The guest had come and you were not present. What kept you away? What was the problem? قال أو ما أشيتهم. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, did you not give them the food to eat? Haven't they eaten still? He was also surprised. Visitors came from Maghrib time and it passed, part of the night had passed, and they haven't eaten still. قالت أبو حتى تجيء. She said, they refuse to eat until you will come and you will be also there. وَقَدْ أَرَضُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And I had presented the food upon them, but they refused to eat. قَالَ فَذَهَبْتُ أَنَا فَاخْتَبَأْتُ. Hazrat Abdul Rahman, the son of Hazrat Abu Bakr, who is the narrator of the hadith, he realized that he's in problems now. As a young person, he was supposed to look after the guest. So he says, I went and I hid away because my father will scold me now. Guest had come, and so special guest, and you did not feed them. They stay still hungry. فقال يا غنثر فجدع وسبع. And then, just like a father will shout his son, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you use some language upon his son. Like today a father will say, you scoundrel, what's wrong with you? Couldn't you see to our guest, etc.? Our father will shout his son. Like that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu reprimanded and shouted his son. Waqal and said, كُلُوا هَنِيًا وَاللَّهِ لَا أَطْعَمُهُ أَبَدًا. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, now you people eat the food. The guest was still there and I will not eat of it at all. In other words, he was angry and upset. And in that he took this qasam, I won't partake of this food, you people eat it. قَالَ وَأَيْهُمُ اللَّهِ مَا كُنَّا نَأْخُذُ مِنْ لُقْمَةٍ إِلَّا رَبَى مِنْ أَسْفَلِهَا أَكْثَرَ مِنَّا Minha. Then Hazrat Abdul Rahman, the narrator, the son of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says, by Allah's qasam, we saw that we shouldn't take one morsel of food. Whenever we took food from the plate to eat, then it grew more from under it. It became more and more. This is the karamat that is being referred to. And it was more than what it was before. Hatta shabi'u, until all of us, we ate to our fill. Wasarat akthara mimma kanat qabla dhalik, and it became more than what it was when we started eating. They all ate, and as they took one handful of food, the food increased even more. And when they finished, it was much more than what they had started. فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهَا أَبُو بَكْرٍ فَقَالَ لِإِمْرَاتِهِ. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw all this, what is happening. Then he told his wife, يَا أُخْتَ بَنِي فِرَاسٍ مَا هَذَا. He said, oh, the daughter of the sister of this clan from which she comes, what is this, what I'm seeing, that the food has now, after they have eaten, it's even more than what it was. فَنَظَرَ مَا هَذَا قَالَتْ لَا وَقُرَّةِ عَيْنِي لَهِيَ الْآنَ أَكْثَرُ مِنْهَا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ بِثَلَاثِ مَرَّاتٍ. She said, oh, my beloved husband, the coolness of my eye, by Allah I swear that now it has become three times more than what it was when I dished out. And that was after all had eaten four people and they had filled their stomachs. فَأَكَلَ مِنْهَا أَبُو بَكَرٍ. Then Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu broke his qasam because it was not a good qasam, and that is the ruling of Shariat. If a person takes a qasam and he realizes he shouldn't have taken it, he should break it and give the kafara. Hazrat Abu Bakr ate of it. وَقَالْ إِنَّمَا كَانَ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ يَعْنِي يَمِينَهُ. He said that qasam I had taken, that was from shaitan. All in my, I was angry and upset, and in a hurry I took that qasam. ثم أكل منها لقمة. And then he ate of it also a little bit. ثم حملها إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأصبحت عنده. And then he took it to Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. And in the morning he went to Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. وكان بيننا وبين قوم أهد. And we had one agreement as far as the political side of the Muslim government was concerned. They had a certain treaty and agreement with a certain people. فَمَذَا الْأَجَلِ. And the treaty had come to an end now. فَتَفَرَّقْنَا إِثْنَي عَشَرَ رَجُلًا مَا كُلِّ رَجُلٍ مِّنْهُمْ أُنَاسٌ. And we had appointed 12 people to go and investigate now what this other nation, this other country, what their reaction will be, that now when this agreement, our treaty has come to an end. What are they thinking now? What are they planning? The intelligence. And with 12 people, and each one had other helpers with them. So each one, if they had 3-4 people, they had come to about 50 people or even more. Allahu a'lam kam ma'a kulli rajulin. Only Allah knows how much were with each person. فَأَكَلُوا مِنْهَا أَجْمَعُونَ. And they all also ate of that food. That food that was meant for 4 people. That they ate, they filled their stomachs, and these people who were not less than 50, perhaps even more, they also all ate. The Hazrat Abu Bakr ate from there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate, and he just increased all the time. So this is the karamat, the miracles which Allah Ta'ala shows on the hands of his pious servants.